Rashi, Parshas Achare, Kapitel Yudches, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk says, "Kamasei Eretz Yisrael Mashiach Yeshavtem Bo." Like the Maaseh, do not do like the Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yeshavtem Bo. So Rashi tells him, "What's this Asher Yeshavtem Bo?" So he says that Mitzrayim, out of all the countries, the country which was the most mekulkal, in Yom of the of Kedusha of Arayis, which we're about to present. And not only that, but in Mitzrayim itself, there were different places. And of the places which you lived in, that it was the worst. Magich Maseim Shal Mitzrayim Shal Kanani Mekukolam Mekulam. So we need to be misled a little bit. Why were we there? And furthermore, again, the pasuk says, "And Eretz Kanan." Again, Rashi tells what is it saying. It's saying, "Magid she'osin ha'amim she'kiv she'yisol mekukolim yosin mikulam." They were the most mekukol, and therefore the Torah presents that you should not do like them. Es mishut haytasu b'shukus haytishmeru ani Hashem lekechem u'shmartem b'shukus hayv mishut hayshe yasu osom v'adam b'chay behem ani Hashem. Chay behem is the olam abo. Rashi says in pasuk, "Hey, b'chay behem olam abo." So if we understand, so Samish tells on this question, and he says that if we understand the tachlis of the whole Bria is the Russian created a Bria of Hester, and the purpose of the Bria is to remove the Hester, so the place which has the greatest Hester, there is where the greatest Kedusha, potential of Kedusha is. So, in my Eretz Yisrael, there was an element of Kedusha which was tumun there, which was hidden there, which Klai Yisrael picked up on. In Eretz Kanan, there's an element of Kedusha there which Klai Yisrael picked up on, and we're asked to go all the way from the lowest of the low to remove ourselves from the lowest of the low to go up to the highest of the high. So there's a mashal which I saw from Rabbi Zil Tauber on a Sefer and Chumash and Sefer Shmois. We talked about the Klaisa went from the all the way down from the lowest level of Tumah, the Memtesh Shari Tumah, all the way to the highest. If you take a rubber band and you pull it back, and then you let go, so the further back you pull it, the higher it will go. So the rebounds which we have, the lower you go, the greater rebound that's possible. The only one problem is we're worried about if you pull the rubber band too hard, the rubber band snaps, and then you're stuck. So the idea that we left the nun shari tumah would have been that the rubber band snapped and we're stuck, but the memtes, we were in a place where it was very low, and from that, when we recognized that we needed to correct, we need to do, the potential for going high to the highest of the high exists. So Klaus is going to be tested with Maaseh Eretz Kanan. Asher ni maybe as chem shama. Klaisa was tested with Maaseh Eretz Yisrael. Asher yeshavtem bo. And from the lowest of the low, it's possible to go to the highest of the high. And this is an akuda which we see each person. The other mashal which he gives, which I've said over before, is that if a person is gets a yerusha, the two sons get a yerusha. One person is given a yerusha of piles and piles and piles of animal dung. And the other one is given gold and silver and diamonds and rubies. So he's a little bit upset. Look, his brother got gold and silver and diamonds and rubies, and he ended up with animal dung. It's not really Gishmak and Yerusha. But he's then given a machine, and this machine can convert the tsoya of the behema into diamonds. But it takes a tremendous amount of work to work the machine. But if you work the machine right and you put a lot of effort into it, the result is going to be that mountain and mountains of tzoya will end up being all diamonds. The person who has the greater challenges has the potential for being a greater diamond. The person has the lesser challenge doesn't have the potential. So sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes the person is jealous. Why can't they be like that? But the answer is the potential that you have is that much greater. Have a good shot.